murderers or villains were here, did they have a certain way of doing away with it?
Well, I don't think that nobody had been lynched in this country in, I'd say, 60 or 70 years.
So they strung them up, they?
Yeah, they lynched them 60 or 70 years ago. There had been someone strung up.
Yeah. Cholula was always the place where the government was. It was always the...
Well, it started out in Milliken Bend. That's right down the levee down here, about the low end of our place. But there's no... And none of that town left at all. That was the place Captain Cholula was really, I mean, the Madison Pass in Milliken Bend. And then when the railroad went in, the railroad crossed it, you know, where there were two railroad crossings, they built Cholula. And then that ended up being the town. And Delta, little town, but it got much out there. And Mounds is a little town, and not much out there. And then now they used to have a Richmond here, and it completely vanished. And now they've named part of Cholula Richmond and seceded from the rest of Cholula. And it's split up that way too. And that's what's hating them more than anything else. That's all white people over there on that side where Richmond is. And if they had kept them together, they could have probably had about half white and half black on the government, you see.
Yeah.
A town. But now Cholula is, what's actually incorporated in Cholula, I'd say, is three-fourths color. Or more. And,
so they don't get that tax revenue?
Yeah, but they... Just got two towns separated, you see. They got a mayor and all the rest of them, the mayor and the ruler.
Yeah.
And the town's all the same, but just lying down the street.
Have you ever gone to any clubs or organizations?
Well, I never won much for that club business, like the Rotary Club, the Lions Club, or the Country Club, any of that sort. I didn't ever have the time to do it. I had too many children to try to support the run-around party. Doesn't it just live out here at the Country Club? He's down there all the time. He'll be down there for the day, though. You know, I don't think he misses the day. And I had the Rivertown Club over in Vicksburg. I belonged to that for a while, but I never did put around these clubs very much.
You had to pay yearly?
Yeah, they do. I just never did work much of a club man, because I guess I'm a freak. I don't drink whiskey. Who's anybody else mad to pass up? My brothers do, but I never had drink of stuff. Think I'm crazy enough sober. I'm gonna have to get some.
Yeah. That's especially rare for Catholics.
Huh? That's rare for a Catholic, you say. Well, the Catholics ain't no one none around. We had a...
I'm just kidding.
I know that. I had a good Baptist friend down there when he first came here in this country. They'd have a party around his eye, and his wife didn't want him drinking. He kept the whiskey hid in his head. And the heads around the house, and he'd go outside and get drunk.
Yeah.
But,
we got a group of people.
I started more whiskey at parties and stuff at my house, I guess, anybody in Madison Parish. I buy more whiskey than anybody. Apparently, it's just been in this damn cow business. We have a big party every year just to wherever I sail, and I don't need to drink a piece of whiskey there every year.
Yeah. Cowmen are big whiskey
drinkers. Most of them are. I just never did like it. Just never seen no use of drinking the damn stuff.
Yeah.
I just hadn't started, and I just gotten about got this old, and I just decided I'd try it one of these days to see maybe.
When you went into town, would they ever give you a little something extra when you paid your bill on time or something like that?
Give you a discount?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a lot of them do that. They still do that. Some of these people give you 1% or 2% discount on your bill. Now, if you pay the first, you know, like fees, you get it around the first of the month. Some of them, they done gone to charge you like hell if you don't get paid right quick, too. But we always paid ours right just when they do.
When you were a kid, did they ever get you candy in the store?
We had the store here, and Daddy let us get about a nickel or dime's worth of candy a day, but that would be more candy now than you could get now for 50 cents.
Would he give kids around the place?